Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi everyone, it's Deb Hill, and I have the honor of reading my friend Jonathan's devotional entitled Plans. From Proverbs 16:1, to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. Upon looking up the meaning of the last part of this verse, I found it simply means that God has the final say. This reminded me of the passage in James 4:13-5. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. If the stuff you want to do, the stuff you dream about, doesn't line up with God's plan, you're wasting your effort and time. When your hope is met with a no, hope takes a hit and your ambition wavers. One might say to seek His yes first and go from there. From Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. The Lord doesn't have to tell us His plans. In fact, He often doesn't tell us at all. Instead of us waiting around for a miraculous sign, we are to step out in faith, knowing the Lord is on our side. He is our good Father, and based on our growing knowledge of who He is, we can have hope and confidence. Ultimately, human ambition says, I want more. Godly ambition says, I want more of what God has for me. We tend to believe God has less for us than we could get ourselves. Insidious lies, indeed. God's plan is often different from our original plans, but it's guaranteed to be infinitely better. Thank you all for listening this morning, and have a blessed rest of your week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.